People have been ringing our show this week, Daniel, questioning whether you'd be playing for Rotherham United again after, I don't know, a proposed fallout or something. Has that thought ever crossed your mind? Was there a fallout with the manager at all?
No, not like that. No, I didn't want to come off, but there was no argument or no discussion. Obviously, I'm always going to be disappointed if I get taken off or I'm not playing. But as far as not playing for the club again, I think no, there's no chance of that. Obviously, I want to be playing and starting again this Saturday, so I've got to work hard this week in training to justify my place in the team.
Have you sat down with the gaffer since the weekend, maybe to talk things through, to clear the air maybe?
I think the gaffer, he likes to sometimes, like after a defeat, he likes to talk with the lads and like, you know, give his points across and what he thinks we should have done better and where we should have done it. So yeah, I've had a discussion with the gaffer and yeah, but like I say, there's nothing heated or anything like that. He's just talking about the game and how we can go on and improve.
When we've spoken to Steve, you know, he said that there's still a chance that one could come in and that one could go out of the club before the transfer deadline tomorrow. You're not leaving this club, are you?
No, not as far as I know, no. Nothing's been said to me and no one's asked me if I'd like to go if anything, the manager's told me that he wants me here and wants me to play for the club and hopefully have some success this season.
And you're happy at Rotherham United?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm back home and, well, back in Manchester living with my family after being down south, and I'm enjoying playing football. So, I mean, I'm happy as long as I'm playing as well. So if I'm playing the team, I am happy. So I just want to score goals and justify starting place in the team.
Expectations very high at Rotherham United this year. We've had a lot of angry fans on our phone in recently saying, you know, this just isn't good enough. Do the players sort of accept that at the moment this isn't good enough for Rotherham United, that, you know, everybody expected to be higher up in the table?
Absolutely. I think the fans have every right to vent their frustrations, and we definitely expected that given the last few results and like you say, where we are on the table. But like you say, we have got the game in hand, and if we do win that game in hand, then we can jump up to third. Obviously, the other night, I think Torquay beat Exeter, so that did us a favour. But we know we haven't been performing well enough of late, and obviously with the squad we've got, we should be expected to do well, and we fully understand where the fans are coming from. And yeah, we've got to work hard on the training ground on every Saturday or Tuesday night, whenever the games may be, and put that right, because, like I say, the squad we've got is good enough to do very well in this league.
One suggestion that's been put to me is that the manager might have lost the dressing room. Is that the case?
No, I don't think so. We're all in it together. I think we've got to work hard together and put things right, and that's from the management side to the playing side. And I think it's easy to say the dressing rooms have lost the manager's lost the dressing room and stuff like that, but at the end of the day, we've got to perform as players to the best of our ability as well, because I mean, we don't want to lose, we don't want to be in a situation where the fans are the way they are at the moment. So we're all working hard together, and like I said, the last 2 days training have been good, positive, and yeah, we just want to put things right.
Do you have a good relationship with the manager?
Yeah, I think obviously we've had our discussions about certain things and how to play and how he wants me to play. And if I'm not doing things right, I think he tells me that I'm not doing it right and how he wants me to do it. I think that's playing for everyone to see. But I'm okay with that. I'm fine with that. I want to learn, and I want to learn the way he wants me to play, and I respect that, and I will continue to keep on doing that. So the manager, as far as I'm concerned, me and him are fine, yeah.